Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Umat has the day off. And Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio taking your calls. We've been talking to John about the cancers that he's dealing with. And Dr. Mixon, you had one more comment.
Well, yeah. John, your talk about magnesium citrate not being available because there is a shortage, and there is indeed. But there's a magnesium hydroxide, which is plain old-fashioned milk of magnesia. Have you given that one a try?
No, but I can. And it's really cheap stuff, too.
Yeah. It's dirt cheap. It's available at every drugstore in the country. And it's just magnesium hydroxide. So doesn't get into your...
What do you think of Miralax?
Miralax works well. I've seen Miralax used a lot in kids that have chronic obstipation problems. So it appears to be safe long term. It's actually an ethylene glycol cogener. The form that we use in antifreeze is poisoning. This one doesn't poison. It just doesn't leave the bowel, but it stays in the gut and it pulls water in, and works pretty well. But the magnesium hydroxide is a reasonable alternative that you might give a try.
I'll do that. Okay. And so far, constipation's not been the issue. And I'm frankly, occasionally I get a little stabbing pain, but pain's not really an issue either at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. That is... at least some blessing of the lack of pain, because you got enough cancers, especially these rectal cancers, can be exquisitely painful. So, thank God for that small gift, at least.
We'll take it, yeah. Thank you for your call, John.
Thank you for your counsel. Thank you for playing my request.
Absolutely.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Leading Edge Medicine continues.
That's our other role as DJ.
That's right. I get to play some of the old favorites there. We're headed to Yelm. We have Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Hey, good morning, doctor. Good morning, everyone. Anyway, I want to talk to you about sprouts because I've been growing them for years and years. Beet sprouts specifically.
Oh,
mixed sprouts, mung beans. I've even done the chia seeds. You just put them, and you pull them out, you wash them, you soak them a night, and they fill it with water, and they grind up really good with something like these naked juices or some kind, or they're simply green or something like that, It's got oranges and stuff in it other than apples. And it's got a lot of that in it. It's got pretty good. But, it's got the chlorella, it's got all these other greens, spinaches, broccoli, collard, all that good stuff.
All right.
I'm doing okay. I got hit by a car last fall, broke a
kneecap.
So I went through a lot of, it's all good. It just made me be that much more aware of what I'm doing to myself on that bicycle. Anyway, so I'm just back to the gym again and trying to work things out. But it's good. Life's good.
All right.
I write things down all the time. I was wondering about an additional supplement that I get from you often. There's a couple things I didn't get in my last order, but anyway, so, geez, what is it? Yeah, something about the memory loss kind of stuff, you know, a forgetful, fogginess. I've had both the COVIDs. I've had it twice. I caught it once before I even had the vaccines and had a really bad bout. It was months. With my walkers, just to get to the store in the corner. Anyway, without a car, it's been tough. Shit, family's good. Anyway, something from my, I think I got to get back in there and get tested again. It's been 4 or 5 years since I got my first test. But I listened to every weekend for the 4 hours every day. Every weekend, I had a notepad. And I'll tell you what, you saved me lives than you could ever have saved. Word is, that's for sure. Anyway, God bless you all, and happy birthday. That's the main thing I want to call him.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hey. Right. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I hope that our caller who called our last show was listening about the beet sprouts.
Yes.
Ray's
yeah.
been doing them and apparently loves them.
Yeah, well, the question he had was,
is there a benefit?
Does it provide right. the nitrates that cause the nitric oxide production, see? Beets themselves, the beetroot, causes nitric oxide, increases nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator and opens up all your arteries. And his question was, do the sprouts do the same thing?
Okay.
And I don't know.
All right.
So, and I'm not quite sure that I'll find out, but I'm looking for it.
Okay, he is looking. He is diving into the computer.
I've looked at it twice during our commercials and haven't found anything
Nothing
yet.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to head back down to Vancouver, and John has a question for you, Dr. Mixon. Hi there, John.
Hi there. Thank you for your community and military service, Doctor. I got a question. I heard two doctors from the City of Hope that I'd never heard of discuss that they had invented a drug they call AOH-1996 that cures cancer. Is there any credibility to that one? AOH-1996.
Okay, he's inputting some information.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see if I find it.
The miracle drug that cures cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
Now, I thought, well, if there were any truth to that, it would be front page news. Everyone would be talking about it. But I haven't heard anything since that broadcast.
Yeah. Don't know. I'm not seeing any literature on it. I'm seeing a lot of news releases and that sort of thing. You know, the problem is cancer is not one disease. There are lots of different cancers, and thus far we're finding that what treats one cancer doesn't treat the other. So if he's found something that has a ubiquitous approach to all cancer, that would indeed be rather dramatic.
I would think so, yes, sir.
Yeah. But, you know, it, according to this, and this is the National Cancer Institute at, National Cancer Institute website, there are clinical trials using an PCNA inhibitor, AOH-1996, and so they're basically just putting together right now a phase one trial. So it's way too soon. I think somebody is ginning up money for their research projects. Because the only thing they've got on it now from the NIH is a phase one trial. Phase one is when you try something on a small number of people, mostly just looking for basic safety. You know, does it kill them? Do they do great? Does their hair turn green? Do the nose fall off? I mean, you're just looking for side effects, basic safety. So that's the first level of human trials. And then if they pass the phase one trial and find that, it doesn't kill people along with cancer, then the next step is a phase two trial where you actually then try it on people that have cancers and you see how many side effects you get and you see what it does with the tumors. And they'll probably pick, you know, a very common solid tumor and give that a shot first. So it's this is going to be tested at two locations, it says. It doesn't tell me what locations are as yet. If phase two trials are successful, then you move to a phase three trial. And with phase three trials with success, then you can get FDA approval. So my guess is that even if this is wildly successful, we are looking at 3 to 5 years before you can see it on the market.
So it is in stage two?
No, stage one, the very earliest trials.
Stage one, okay.
Stage one trial, and it is not hasn't even been done yet. They're just recruiting patients for a phase one trial, and the only thing there is looking at safety, not even effectiveness.
Got it. Got it. They were just pumping it up to get funds, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Okay. So the show has been quite busy this morning. Still three callers to get to. But we are brought to you by Leading Edge Medicine.
Yes, we are.
By Longevity Medical Clinic. And, Doctor, you have been with the clinic since the very beginning because you started the clinic.
I did. Started in 1998.
And those free health analysis are still going on. And they're so important because it's the first step in coming in and letting us know what is going on.
Yeah, this is kind of the free baby step.
Yes.
It lets you come in. You fill out a history. And actually, the history is one of the most important things because that tells us what life has done to you thus far that you recognize.
Yes.
And then we'll do two very basic tests, and we'll do them for free. One is a hemoglobin A1C that tells us what percentage of your red blood cells have been glycosinated, that is, damaged by the blood sugar. And people who have higher levels of A1C, it tells us that they are at high risk of losing brain cells at an accelerated rate.
Mm, okay.
And so dementia may be in their future, which is not something we want. Mm. Also, we can predict who's headed for diabetes over the next 5 years or so. And if your A1C is high, you can pretty well count on your risk of heart disease has gone up. The other thing we're going to look at is a InBody, which is a physical test that will measure the amount of muscle, fat, and versus extracellular water in all four extremities and your torso. And that's because the ratio of muscle to fat in your extremities has an incredible impact on the amount of inflammation in your body. And that then tells us a lot about your risk of developing cancers, dementia, heart attacks, strokes, basically all the bad stuff we don't want to have happen. If these two tests tell us you have significant risk, then we're going to strongly suggest that you invest $595 and do a full laboratory panel. Mm-hmm. That'll get you about a 70-page printout that's
yes.
going to look at a lot of stuff your family doctor has never tested in his life. And that will give us a lot more detail about where your future lies and what's going to happen. With that, the doctor can tell you pretty much what it's going to take to get you better or not. It depends on what you want.
That's right.
And at that point, you get to make a choice. Do you want to be a patient at Longevity? Do you not want to be a patient at Longevity? If you don't want to be a patient at Longevity, go forth, be healed. Just be aware that it is our opinion bad stuff is coming down the pike at you. If you would like to be a patient, then we're going to jump on this with both feet and see what we can do to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, happier, avoid your cancers, avoid your heart disease, avoid your dementia, avoid your diabetes in the future.
Absolutely. And it just takes a phone call to get on the schedule for your free health analysis. Here is that number to call. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can pick the day and the time and the clinic that is closest to you, Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. Now, if you'd like to go online, you can do that as well. Go to lmclinic.com. LM is for Leading Edge Medicine. Yeah, Longevity Medicine. Longevity Medical Clinic. LMClinic.com. Com is where you go. I don't want to confuse you. Hey, we're going to be back with more of those calls and your calls as well at 206-644-6006. We're back in just a moment. And we'll talk with you, Mickey, next.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Goodbye.
Okay.
And we're back, Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon.
Right. And John from Auburn, is that, mm-hmm. that was right?
Yep, that was John from Auburn.
John from Auburn, if you're still listening,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the NIH, the National Cancer Institute website, and I'm looking at that clinical trial for the AOH 1996.
Oh, that one was John from Vancouver. We had a few Johns this morning.
John from Vancouver.
That was interested in AOH 996.
No. He was asking about that, but the other guy had the cancers.
Oh, okay.
And he was on lots of therapies, and
that's
didn't sound
right,
like anything was working worth a hoot.
Okay, from
and,
Auburn.
Yeah, and this is a phase one trial. The goal is to find doses that people will tolerate and so on. But, he might want to apply for that. You have to be over 18 years of age. You have to have a life expectancy of greater than 3 months. They're only accepting people that have solid tumors that have been failing to respond to other therapies. So they're looking for the toughest tumors that nothing else is working with, which sounds like the situation this gentleman was in. You can't have had liver bilirubin over 1.5, but it doesn't sound like he's having metastasis as yet. So, talking to the folks at City of Hope, it turns out there are two sites that are doing this. The Scottsdale, Arizona, the Honor Health Research Institute, and in California, the City of Hope Comprehensive Cancer Center. So, John, you might want to contact those two centers and see if you qualify to be in the study or not, because it doesn't sound like the other things you're trying are working. And this is a study specifically for tough tumors that aren't otherwise being helped. Now, there's no guarantee it's going to help. There's no guarantee they won't put you in the placebo group.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
But the idea here is they're in this first study, they're mostly looking just for doses. So they put people on different doses of the medication and see what kind of adverse effects you get. And the question is, how high a dose can you go and have people still tolerate it?
Okay.
So, but I would think that once you got into the study, if they then have a phase two, if this looks like it's going to work, you might well get into a phase two study. Who knows?
Okay, something to look at. City of Hope.
Yeah, the standard therapies aren't doing it, so let's look at the research people.
All right. Okay, hopefully John is listening there and got that information. We are headed to Bellevue there, not too far away. Mickey has a question for you, Dr. Mixon. Hi there, Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
Hi. Good morning. My problems are much less complicated, but I think I need your communication skills to explain something to me a little bit better.
All right, I'll try.
How's that for buttering up?
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's you're going to get a good explanation, yeah. Mickey.
Yeah, did your wife teach you that?
long-term chronic problem, excuse me, I'm a member of the geezer class, but I don't have high blood pressure like most people do. I have extremely low blood pressure.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it's been the case for several years, but I've got a new nephrologist. And I'm wondering, should I be as concerned about this as he is? Now, the usual readings I get would be something like 90 over 50.
Wow. That is low. All right. Well, let's talk about this just a little bit. You say you have a new nephrologist. So it tells me that you've had a nephrologist at all, says you have kidney disease of some sort. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, my tests come out borderline 30 filtration late, and I'm told this is kind of a dividing line between stage 3, stage 4, something like that.
Okay. What is your GFR, do you know? And your creatinine?
Yes, that was my other question. My creatinine is 2.9.
Okay. Well, yeah, 2.9 is serious. Is some serious disease. Do you know your GFR?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're there with stage 3, stage 4 disease, he's kind of monitoring you to decide, are we going to have to do a transplant or not, basically?
Well, no, I'm a little bit too old for that.
All right.
I'm 96.
96, okay. I was asking where in the geezer class you are. You're a senior member of the geezer class. All right.
But I'm a young 96.
Yes, you are. You sound like a young 96.
Yeah, you don't sound like 96, actually. I can usually get a pretty good guess at people's ages based on their voice.
And in a good way, they can pass for 95.
Yeah. Well, you know, your voice sounds, I'd have placed you somewhere in the late 70s, would have been my guess. So,
wow.
You know, you're doing... Voice-wise, your vocal cords are holding up pretty darn well. So congratulations. All right, a couple of things, and I don't know how much of these could be used in your situation with really poor renal function. You know, typically when we see people that have reasonable kidneys, we tell them to take more salt and drink more water.
I live in a facility, and I salt everything liberally.
And have they put you in compression stockings?
No.
Okay. That's my mechanic.
They do test me for my ankles for edema.
Yeah. But it's just that compression stockings will compress the veins. See, the veins in our legs are very stretchable. And especially those deep veins that we can't see, not our little varicose veins, but the ones down deep under the muscle, they can really stretch and hold a lot of fluid. And by using graduated compression stockings that go up above the knees, up to the thigh, that'll squish those veins almost closed to the point that increase the amount of fluid going back to your heart, and that can raise your blood pressure. So that's one modality that is often overlooked with people. And then, of course, there are several drugs that can do it, but the drugs I'm afraid to even mention because, you know.
Well, I do take lisinopril, five milligrams a day.
All right.
And I take a beta blocker, metoprolol.
Okay. Metoprolol and lisinopril are both typically used to lower blood pressure.
Yes.
But the lisinopril can also help protect your kidneys against dying faster. So that's...
Yeah, I think that's the reason that they haven't discontinued it altogether.
Yeah. But I'm a little curious about the metoprolol. Because metoprolol lowers blood pressure too.
Yes.
So.
But I also have congestive heart failure, so I need a little bit of an extra kick.
I see. Okay. Boy. All right.
My diagnosis from my last echo was about 30% calcified heart muscle.
Okay. Well. This is all bad news, which I'm sure you know. All right, you said you weren't expecting me to cure it, and I'm grateful for that because I can't.
No, no.
Can you? Well, which part did you want?
I'm just wondering how worried I should be and what I should be asking the doctor or perhaps doing on my own.
Are there any pretty ladies in that facility? My recommendation would be to enjoy life to the fullest every day you can, because you're 96, and what do you have to lose?
The trouble is, in my bracket, the women that even know that a 96-year-old guy exists have lost all romantic interest. So, nice
yes.
try.
Right.
You tried, Dr. Mixon.
That's right. Well, yeah, because, you know, you got diseases that we aren't going to cure. if you were 30 years younger, they'd be looking at a transplant for you to get your kidney function up.
Right.
But in your 90s, you're right, they're not going to do it. And you're already on the medications that we dare give you. And so, which leads me to my final one, which was, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek about with the romance, but basically you just plain need to say, you know what? I may not make it to 100. I'm going to enjoy every day I got in every way I can. And anybody that criticizes what I do can go take a flying leap. So,
well, that's more or less my philosophy, but I thought I might be overlooking something. So I appreciate you listening and giving me the advice.
Okay, take care, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, Mickey. Hey, we will be back with more of your calls. Ellie, we'll talk with you next. And if you have a question for the doctor, now is the time to call. Phone lines are open for you. Our number here at Leading Edge Medicine in the studio live today is 206-644-6006. And we'll be right back after this break.
Take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
This is Leading Edge Medicine on your Saturday afternoon. Well, not quite afternoon, but it's going to get there. Still morning time. Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio. Dr. Samira Umat has the weekend off. And we're taking your phone calls, 206-644-6006. We are going to stay right here in beautiful Seafair, Seattle. We have Ellie calling up. Hi there, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
Welcome.
Hello. Hello. I just wanted to say that, you know, some of your callers have obviously gone through some tough challenges or going through challenges, and they're so positive and inspiring to listen to, you know. It's just, you know, just a tough day for some of these people.
Well, it is, and, you know, there's some of them are kind of posing me with some questions, and I can't fix this. You know, I'm an old reformed country doctor.
And that's why I'm calling.
There you go. We love our old country doctor and his wisdom.
So how can I help you, young lady?
Well, you were talking earlier today about magnesium, and I wanted to be able to use magnesium not only just to keep your body regular, but for kind of anxiety, a sort of a boost for anxiety.
Yes.
And the reason is because after COVID, and it's not because I'm afraid of getting COVID. It's just after COVID, going into stores and restaurants and stuff, I get anxiety in crowds, and crowds. And I never really had that before, but I physically, you know, feel that. And I don't want to go on anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants or whatever if I don't have to. And so I'm trying to figure out what you would recommend to try first in a more natural form.
Okay. Well, magnesium threonate is the one you're looking for.
Threonate?
T-H-R-E-O-N-A-T-E, threonate.
Threonate. Okay, got it.
Okay. And, and it's, you know, it's not terribly expensive. It is the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier best. So you get the highest levels in your brain. Many of the magnesium... there's a small amount absorbed from the gut, and then it gets into your bloodstream and can help your muscles and stuff. But this is the one that when I've got people with memory issues, cognitive, age-related cognitive decline, stress and anxiety, that's the one I recommend.
And that helps your body to kind of sort of stay regular too?
Yes. It'll loosen your stool a bit. Now,
I don't have a problem with that. I just know that it's...
Yeah.
It just seems to be
all magnesium tends to make your bowel a little more active. And then if you've got muscle cramps and spasm sorts of things, then I use a mixture of magnesium. And so that mixture we sell on our website, we call it Muscle Relief. And it's a mixture of three different magnesium compounds that are pretty well absorbed. They will, if you take a high dose, you know, 2-3 pills a day, you'll probably loosen your stool. But below that, you get enough in your bloodstream to stop the muscle cramps and and discomfort.
Okay. So what would you suggest as far as milligrams go, just to try it, just to start out?
Oh, golly. Well, we're talking about the threonate or the 3 and 8 or what?
Yes. Yes. Oh, the 3 and 8.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Swanson one is like 200 milligrams. I believe that's the dose on that one.
And it's like a one a day kind of thing?
Yeah, you start with one a day, and I usually tell people take it at bedtime.
Okay.
Okay. And yeah, but Swanson makes one. It's reasonably priced and it's decent quality. So.
Well, great. Well, that's all I needed. So thank you so much for taking my call today.
Wonderful, Ellie.
Okay, take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We have room for just a couple more calls today, 206-644-6006 for Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to stay right here in, let's see, we have a call, in Seattle. Going to talk about leaky gut. We have Sayed on the phone. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good.
How can we help you today, sir?
So, my name is Saeed. I live in Seattle. I've been dealing with candida/leaky gut. And the problem has been going on for years now. And then I was killing the candida, you know, lowering down the candida. I changed my diet. And it kind of went down pretty significantly. You know, I'll probably say like 50% down. But the problem is right now, the biggest problem I have is the leaky gut got to the point where it got just worse, the severe leaky gut. So the my leaky gut turned to created another problem, autoimmune disease, where my immune attacks itself when I, you know, like when I get the flare up, like I eat the wrong food or something else might be happening there, because when the flare-up happens, it's so bad, I get all this massive body inflammation, brain fog, severe depression. Right now, as we're speaking, I'm in my third autoimmune flare-up due to the leaky gut within 3 months. So the last one took 12 days to come down, 12 days to leave me, you know, to went to remission. And then this is now the second, I mean, the third one now, I have the flare-up since the 20th of last month. So today is the 5th. You can see how many days I've been having the flare-up, which is massive body aches, inflammation, brain fog, insomnia. It's just an autoimmune flare-up. And it's so bad, I can't take painkillers. I don't want to take, you know, like a suppressant, like what do you call, go to the doctor and give me some kind of steroid, because it will still, it's going to make, you know, will trigger more flare-up because my gut is so damaged.
Sure.
So, okay. So my question is, I talked to a doctor who is in California, and he told me, what you need to do is you need to eat until your gut gets healed, or at least halfway healed. What you need to eat, only meat, 3 times meat. That's the least thing, least food that won't trigger your gut, which is, I agree, because meat, when I eat meat, my gut won't irritate it, because last flare-up I have, this flare-up I'm dealing with is, I was eating meat, but with the vegetables. So I was kind of a keto diet. I just a pure keto diet, nothing else. And before that one was a little bit of a keto and some other, you know, carb food, you know, like regular, like once in a while. But I was strictly keto the last one. So that's how I know, not the meat, but the vegetable is still making me trick, you know, still flares me up.
All right, let me ask you a question or two, okay? So, I think we've got the picture of what's going on. But what I haven't heard is a specific question from you. But has anyone gone through and actually done sensitivity studies, allergy and sensitivity studies for dietary tolerance, tested you against, you know, 200 foods or so?
all the food intolerance testing, yes. Like gluten testing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm a food sensitivity. Like I said, only meat, nothing else. Why at this minute we're talking? The only thing the vegetable, I can eat all vegetable, not sensitive to it, but my gut cannot process. So, but rest of other food group, I'm sensitive to it. But vegetables, I can eat except nightshades. I can eat all other vegetable except nightshades and meat. That's it. But right now, as we're speaking, my gut is so damaged, it cannot process vegetable.
Right. But so what is your question? What's your question?
Question is, if you have any helpful answer for me regarding this issue.
Not with the information I've got, no. I mean, the reality is that I'd have to take a really good look at your food sensitivities. And then we would have to design a diet for you that would be a elimination diet, in which we'd take you off everything you were sensitive to, put you on a very restricted diet for probably several months to give your gut a chance to heal, and then slowly add things back one step at a time. And if you know, and until we were able to get you back on a decent diet with only moderate restrictions. But that's one of those processes that involves sitting down with you with your, you know, with your food sensitivity testing and designing a diet for you. That's not something I can fix on the radio.
And, you know, you can't fix that on the radio.
Yeah, so, but one of my doctors, Dr. Pentland, is especially good at gut. And so, you know, if you were our patient, I'd put you with Dr. Pentland and have him design a program for you.
Okay, well, I'm not a patient. Do I need to become a patient there?
Yeah, well, we only treat patients.
That's right.
So,
we need to get you in to be a patient at Longevity.
So, you know, if you want to sign up to be a patient at Longevity, we'll do everything we can to make you better. But we, you know, we're doctors. We treat our patients. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. Correct. So, what I'm saying is, one more thing I want to add to that.
Okay, can you hold on, Syed? And we will take that question right after this break, so stay right there.
We're having the music. Gotta go.
Yes. And we have room for one more question right after Syed. Here's the number to call to get through. 206-644-6006. We'll be right back.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I'll be your bitten and bee if you beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
My only complaint about this song is I'm more fond of Asian girls, not blonde blue ones. But that's a whole different issue. That's why I married a Chinese chick.
That's right, you did. Yes, so. You did. Oh, and I've never asked you, does your daughter have blue eyes like you or brown eyes?
Brown,
okay.
She has brown eyes. More,
like her mama.
Not as dark as her mother's.
Oh,
but yeah,
okay. She's got the brown eye gene. Okay.
I got my brown-eyed girls at home.
Yes, you do. And I'm hoping that my next grandbaby may be a brown-eyed baby. Yeah, I got, we'll see. I have to wait till March. I've been very patient, though, through all my kids and through all the grandkids. We have Syed on the phone, and Syed, you had one more question for Dr. Mixon. Yep, Syed, what was your other question?
My question is, the doctor was saying that you need to be tested for food sensitivity, what food you're sensitive to it. What I'm saying is, I'm telling you over the phone now that I'm sensitive to every food except few vegetables, not the nightshade part, but few vegetables and meat. Anything else, I'm allergic to it.
Okay. Well, then, you know, if you want to do it the quick and dirty, you pick those few vegetables you tolerate. You only eat that and the meat, the things that you tolerate well, and you completely restrict your diet to that for some period of time. Now, that means you're probably also going to have to take some extra supplements and vitamins, because I can almost guarantee that that sort of diet will be nutritionally deficient. So you're going to need some supplementation with it. And then slowly but surely you add back in other things in very small quantities. And if at any point you start to flare, you have to back off again. Mm. I mean, that's the general process. And when we do it for our patients, what we would do is we do the formal testing. We identify the things that they do tolerate, and that's what we start with their diet on.
Mm.
Okay. But we also then can prescribe whatever supplements that we feel they need in addition, just to keep them safe.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. And we have room for one more question. Again, here's the number, 206-644-6006. Now, doctor, we've heard of the nightshade vegetables before. Right. But for those listening going, okay, what's that? What would
that
be? It's
basically potatoes, okay, tomatoes, eggplant, that whole class.
Okay.
And, the nightshades do for many people, and it's genetically coded, by the way. Mm. Some people get really bad inflammatory reactions from the nightshade vegetables. Others, not so much. And,
okay.
And many of us, like, I tolerate them just fine in modest quantities. I have no trouble at all. But, some people are really bothered by them.
Okay.
So if they've got a lot of osteoarthritis and so on, we tell them one of the things we can advise is to stay away from the nightshades.
Okay. All right. And you would stop that for a while, like you were telling him, and cut it out of the diet and then maybe bring it back in. And if not,
maybe,
and it flares up.
Yeah. But eggplant, potatoes, tomatoes, these are not that hard to avoid.
Yes, that's
true.
And
so if you're really sensitive, these are things you can stay away from for the rest of your life.
And not have to worry about that.
That's right.
That.
You just, Google. Hit Dr. Google. Just say, what are the nightshade vegetables? Print yourself a list of them, and don't buy them when you go to the grocery stores.
Okay. I used to just think they were the root type vegetables. And it's like, nope, nightshade is something different. So, all right. Well, we've got just a few minutes left. Dr. Mixon, anything else you'd like to talk about? In our other show, you brought up some medical updates. One of the things you mentioned were like a new birth control pill that's out there.
Well, it's not really new. It's an old birth control pill that they have now allowed to be written over the counter.
Okay.
So that,
so that you don't have to.
So the purpose, of course, is for the teenage girls that don't want to talk to their parents and don't want to have mommy and daddy take them to the doctor to get their prescription for a birth control pill.
Aha.
They just go to the drugstore and buy their birth control pills
and just
on their
pick
own.
It up there.
That's what's really happening. It's a political decision, not a medical decision.
Very good.
The medicine is, it has all the same side effects and problems that the prescription ones do.
Okay.
So it's not that we found, well, this one is especially safe.
It's not any better.
And we can do it. No, it's pure politics.
Okay. You just don't need a prescription for it now.
They don't want girls to have to let their parents know they're on birth control.
Mm, okay.
That's really what it is.
Okay. And they better be taking them the way they're supposed to
be.
They have
to get it every single day.
Not be smoking and some of those other things,
and if
you're
a smoker or a vapor, you should not do it.
Even a vapor, huh?
Depends on what you're vaping, of course.
Okay.
But yes, if you're getting the nicotine and so on, you do not want to be on birth control pills. Smokers have a high incidence of heart attacks and strokes on birth control pills. Only heart attack I've ever seen in an 18-year-old girl was a 18-year-old smoker who went on birth control pills.
Oh, boy.
And actually had an MI and came very close to dying within a few weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that was something you had mentioned earlier. And some exciting news for you. You don't have to travel anywhere this week. You get to be close to home.
For a few weeks.
The book is sent off.
The book is off to the interior designer. He's going to be designing the pages and the chapters and the headings and, all that sort of thing. And then it's off to the printer probably a week or two from now.
All of these things that, it doesn't just go from the typewriter to the book company. So many things you've got to look at.
It goes from the the outline to the chapters, to the actual text, and then it goes to the story editor, and then the copy editor, and then you have to get the photographer for the covers, and you get the blurbs written, and you have to have people write little blurbs about you and for you. And then you have the references, because I had to go through and put in a few hundred references, because every single fact and statement I made, a statement of fact, I went in and pulled journal articles to support it so that there's an index that says, I said this because you can read that paper. I said that, you can read that paper.
Very good.
So that it's not just opinion, it's backed up in articles.
Very good.
And you get the designer to do the final, put it together, and then it finally goes off to the printer.
Ta-da! When do you think you will see the very first copy?
I'll probably see the first copy in late September.
Okay, that'll come to you. And the name of Dr. Mixon's very first book?
Lifelong.
Lifelong. I love it.
Lifelong. Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier at any age.
Okay. All right. And that will be coming out, and then we will make that available as soon as possible. You've got a television show, too.
It's just a
show that's on PBS.
TBS.
TBS, okay.
Okay, it's television.
Okay.
Public television.
Public television.
PBS is very, very protective of that PBS logo, so you mm-hmm. can't say, but it's public television.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a 90-minute that'll start running in December. It's part of their fundraising.
Okay.
And so I've licensed it to them for 2 years. They can play it anywhere in the country as often as they want for 2 years.
Wonderful. So, okay. Do we have a name of that particular show that we'll be watching for? Not yet. Mixon. We'll find out.
I don't know what the TV
what they're going to call it.
They'll title it something.
Okay, something clever and unique.
Hopefully.
And wonderful. All right. And Dr. Mixon, you are back in the studio again next week.
Next week I'll be here.
Wonderful. And
hopefully we'll have some people not quite as sick with problems I can't fix.
Okay. Yes.
We'll see.
There were a couple stump the doctors today. So, oh boy. Thank you for joining us. As always, thank you for listening to Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. And we will be back in the studio live next week as well. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend. If you need to contact us to make that free health analysis appointment, here's the number to call. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go online to lmclinic.com. Have a great weekend.